Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A pairing of fine wine and chocolate serves as the scene for a premier event for the Quota Club of Monroe. Chocolate and Wine Under the Stars takes place this week, and joining me in studio to share are District 21 past Governor Mrs. Joe Hale and Quota member Judy Cryer. Joe, what is the story behind this fundraiser?
Well, we are really excited to offer this as our fundraiser for this year. We've patterned this after a wine and chocolate festival in Grapevine, Texas. We certainly can't compete with their level, but we hope that this will grow, and we're excited that we have 11 local vendors serving their chocolate specialties. We will also have food, jambalaya, and other good food available. We have certainly the wine tasting by Landry's. We have a live band, Mason Grenade, and the Acoustic Groove Band. So it should be lots of fun, and it's such a beautiful environment out there.
Yeah. Can you share a little bit about the wines and chocolate that are going to be featured as part of this? What have you heard kind of leading up to the get-together?
I can't tell you a lot about the wines because that's Landry's thing.
Jeff will pull out the selection.
Yes. I can tell you that some of the variety of chocolate things will be a wonderful fudge served by one of the vendors. We have a chocolate drink from one of the vendors. We'll have a Merlot fudge by another vendor.
Okay. A blending of the two.
Yes, absolutely. We have chocolate sheet cake. That is a specialty from one of our vendors. Just lots of different chocolate things that will be available for tasting and will also be available for purchase by these vendors.
You mentioned the light meal as well as live entertainment, Mason Grenade, I believe, and Acoustic Groove that will be performing. Tell us a little bit more about that aspect as far as getting that all together. Is that going to take place prior to the chocolate and wine?
No, it's all part of the event.
Okay, everything is ongoing.
We start at 6 o'clock. We will have tickets at the door. For those who haven't bought their tickets in advance, but the band will play throughout the evening. We have wonderful door prizes that we will give away periodically through the evening.
Okay.
We also have a silent auction that will be taking place. We, in addition, have two gift baskets that we'll raffle. And those are filled with over $600 worth of gifts in each one. One is a Happy Mother's Day basket. One is a Happy Father's Day basket.
Well, great timing on that. Yeah.
So, yes. So there should be just lots of fun going on for everyone.
Yeah. The proceeds benefiting the Quota Club of Monroe. Judy, introduce us to the local chapter and tell us a little bit more about the mission of the organization.
Well, we have been here now, Bob, for about 65 years. Quota International, our big international club, has been here. It's been in existence since the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
One of the emphasis with our clubs are speech and hearing, helping those who have problems, helping children, disadvantaged women and children, and we've kind of branched out over the years into things such as our bingo luncheon for seniors. We have that. We have a great time with that. We go to one of the local housing authority agencies, and we bring in food, and we have music, and we serve the seniors, and we have a bingo call. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hey, I believe Quota is also involved with Adopt-A-School program, correct?
Yes.
Clara Hall Elementary
is our Adopt-A-School program, and every year we have Snugglebuggle Book Club, and the person who heads that up, of course, is one of our very own, Georgia Street, and we have a blast. We dress in our pajamas, and we read books to children. They get cookies and milk afterward. The teachers are wonderful. They decorate the school gymnasium, and we just have a great time with that. Here recently, we have partnered with the ULM Speech and Hearing Pathology Department, and we had them do a skit called Listen Up and Turn It Down. That's our big Quota International thing, reaching out to tell people that they need to be very careful of their ears and hearing loss is so prevalent nowadays with all the loud things, between lawnmowers to boom boxes and stuff like that. So this was bringing home to children what they need to do to be safe, make sure they care for their hearing. And we do other things. Like this past year, we have put in some new exhibits at the Children's Museum, and that's a lot of fun. And that's been spun over a course of a couple of years to get those things provided.
Right. Why the emphasis on hearing impairment-related issues? Has that just been a long-standing mission?
It has. It's just been one of their main focuses was that. I think years ago we used to do scholarships for that purpose, and things have just kind of changed over the years.
Well, Chocolate and Wine Under the Stars gets underway this Thursday at 6 o'clock. It is a ticketed event, and if someone would like to find out more information, Joe, how could they do so?
They can call my number, 343-4063, for information and for tickets. And we will be making arrangements for tickets deliveries. Also, tickets are available at Thurman's Bakery, also at Ruby's Catering.
Joe Hales is past governor of District 21 with Quota, and Judy Cryer, member of the Quota Club of Monroe. The event, Chocolate and Wine Under the Stars, coming up. Judy and Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.